Well, I'm gonna get started because I'm excited with what the Lord's gonna be doing this morning. Amen.
Amen.
And anyways, we can play our CD, but there is something I just called Charter, and there's like 4,000 people in this area here without Wi-Fi, internet, or anything. And unbelievable wind yesterday. Wow, I couldn't believe it. I know by us, there's our neighbor has kind of like a deck, and it's up really quite high. I mean, probably maybe two times the size of the chair as far as height goes, and the water was literally coming over right onto their dock, and unbelievable. And the other thing I was really surprised about is how many logs and how many trees were down and stuff like that this morning. Unbelievable. And amazing. And you know what? We went through it.
Hallelujah.
And I just really, really pray for, you know, people that don't have electricity or that are really hurting, that the Lord will really help them today. Amen?
Amen.
That's the most important thing. And hopefully you got a bulletin. Cheyenne, you want to share, everybody's got a bulletin. And if you start getting there by 6:30, 7 o'clock on Sundays at Karen's house, they're going to have your Bible study. Are you having it tonight, Karen?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So 7 o'clock at Karen's house, the Bible study will be going on. And in the bulletin here, I put 6:30 so that you can get your act together and get there. And I guess last time it was really, really powerful. I heard wonderful things about the Bible study and the presence of the Holy Spirit. So I want to encourage you to come. I want to encourage you to come to the Bible study and have a good time. And fellowship is so important. And also, we're going to have a little bit of fellowship afterwards here. And I'm excited about that when we spend time to do that. And so what I always tell people is, just bring a dish to pass. It goes over pretty good. There's always a little bit of something in your refrigerator that we can warm up.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joe and I were listening to this one CD that I have, and I got it playing as you came in, and it really went along with the message that the Lord wanted me to talk about, and that was His glory, to manifest His glory. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited what the Lord's going to do and how He's going to lead, but I really believe this is the time. And I also heard something else from the Holy Spirit, and I kind of want to share it with you. The Lord showed me that there are a lot of people that are like they have like anxiety, like there's just so much going on. And even as they kind of come in to the church service, it's like their mind is just racing. And so I heard one of the prophets talk about that is a spirit that has really come upon the church. It's like a restlessness. And so this is what I'd like you to do. I'd like to obey the Holy Spirit, and I'd like you just to shut your eyes right now. I'd just like you to shut your eyes. I want you to focus in on the Lord. And I want you just focus in on His face. Coming into a personal time with Him. And dear Heavenly Father, I ask right now, Father, that everybody's eyes would be open, their ears would be open. Father, that You would touch their hearts today. I come against anything that is on their mind that is taking them away from focusing in on You. And Lord God, I just ask right now that they focus on You and they let everything go. I ask for a peace to fall upon your people this morning, Lord God. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Open up your eyes. And I just really felt that, you know, even for myself, you know, coming in and then finding nothing is working, that can really frustrate you. Or you can focus in on the Lord and know he's going to take care of it all. And that's my goal, and that's what I'm looking at. And I wanted you to kind of look at the bulletin, and I'm going to let you open up in prayer. But I want to talk a lot about his glory, and you have to be willing to allow it to arise in you. You have to be willing to let him settle on you. And I just really felt in my spirit so deep about this, and you know, as I was preparing this sermon, I said to the Lord, I said, what I'd really like you to do, Lord, is to touch each person individually. So whatever you want from the Lord today, you're going to receive it because you have an expectation. You have to have an expectation. And I'm going to let Joe open up in prayer, then I'm going to come and tell you about a vision that I had from the Lord in regards to his glory. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Excellent. I informed Denny that him and I will be doing praise and worship today.
Woohoo!
That was. Well, maybe we won't. Maybe next time.
No, we have to.
Well, I'll be joining one of
course. Well, Marie's subject, the sermon is going to be about the Lord, the glory, glory of the Lord. And the glory of the Lord is the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
And I never thought about that much until of late. His glory is his presence. If you're in his presence, there's glory there. That's him. That's him. And it's an awesome thing to be in the presence of the Almighty God.
Yeah.
And it's nothing to take lightly. It is something to be desirous of, to be in his presence. As good things happen when you're in the presence of the Lord. I also want to speak on a couple days from now, national elections.
Mm-hmm.
And as believers in this body, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that God-fearing, Bible-believing people who value life, who are running for office, are favored by you, Lord God, and are victorious. Because I don't know, quite frankly, a more important thing on the agenda than life.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of things they talk about. Inflation, job security, civil rights, immigration. But when we slaughter our own, it's amazing. Father God, that you show us mercy. It is only our covenant with you and your covenant with us that this nation, I believe, is blessed as much as it is. So I pray, Lord God, I thank you. You moved your mighty hand and you changed that Roe versus Wade ruling from way back, what, the 70s?
Mm-hmm.
And I pray the United States, every individual state, wake up and follow suit to make it illegal.
Yeah.
Wipe out the unborn in the wombs. Wipe out the future of our nation. So, Father God, I ask favor for all those candidates who favor life in this state and every state. And if we as Christians cannot stand up and say that, I don't know why we're here. I don't know how we can label ourselves Christians if we are not standing up for the most vulnerable among us in this country. Babies, infants in the womb, Lord God. So Father, give all those candidates favor. May this state, may the state of Michigan be at the forefront of your agenda. Let our state, I pray, Lord, I hear about other states doing great things and their legislatures and stuff, but I look to the leadership in this state and I cry, Lord. So I pray for a change in this state, quite frankly. Change that will value life first and foremost, and let everything else fall into place after that. So, Father God, I just thank you. I thank you for your mighty hand moving in this nation Tuesday and thereafter. So, Father God, thank you. Thank you, mighty God. Bless this nation as you have. Bless this state.
Amen.
And Holy Spirit, have your way today in our service. Have your way. Your presence is so desired here. Have your way. You are in charge, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for today. We thank you for that, that terrific storm that we had yesterday afternoon and last night. Yes, people are out of power, but I haven't heard too many bad things, Lord, and I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your protection. And I thank you for this awesome day. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Well, before we do praise and worship, I kind of want to share something. Joe and I were listening to this CD, and it was powerful, and I'm not really for sure when I bought it. And it was by Chuck Pierce, and the song dealt with the glory of the Lord. And so I said to Joe, let's just play this CD. And as the CD was playing throughout our house, and I was pretending or trying to sing along with it, the presence of the Lord was so powerful. And in our house, we can actually hit a switch or turn a knob or whatever they do. I don't understand all that techie stuff. But we ended up having music even on the main floor and the upper floor. So our whole house was really honoring and giving glory to the Lord. And to my amazement, I could just hear angels, their wings fluttering. And all of a sudden, I saw this door, and some people call it a window, but it's really a door. And I had a flashback when the Lord allowed me to do the about the bride, and that the lion was coming, that Jesus was coming. And we set it up and we had a conference here. And the Lord allowed me to re-see the picture that I had in the arch. And the arch was a representation of the door or window of heaven. And the lion of the tribe of Judah was sitting in it. And the bride, which Karen danced, went towards the door or the window of heaven. And it showed the lion. Are you with me? Everybody with me? Are you awake? Okay. And there were different people that came from all over. And to my amazement, as I got close to it, I remember some being in the presence and just, you know, laying on the floor. Some fell under the anointing. It was very, very powerful. And I understand that that vision was from the Lord, but the Lord brought it back to me as we were listening to this CD. Are you with me? Amen?
Amen.
And then when Karen did her dance as the bride, Joe and I had like the veil that was here, and she would go up to the veil and open up the veil looking for the lion. And the Lord said, do you remember that? And I said, well, yes, Lord, I remember that because you let me do it. You know, kind of that was my conversation with the Lord. And he said this, how many people are looking for my glory? How many of your church people are looking for my glory? And I thought to myself, wow, kind of hit me hard. Then, when I was listening to this CD, song number 7, as it was playing, I literally could see this happening, the open door, and the word says that there are the angels in heaven that are constantly praising and worshiping the Lord. And the seraphims, and you know, they're flying around and you know, they're bowing down to them. And truthfully, like I told you, out of Revelation 4, where it says that some of them are singing, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, you know, holy, you're worthy. You know, I kind of have already taught on that, and the Lord brought that to my attention. And the word says that every person will bow down to him. And that's powerful, and I want you to hear that by the Spirit. Everyone will bow down to the Spirit of God. And so as this is going on, most of you know I have notebooks that are kind of sitting around as I hear different things from the Lord. And what I saw was rivers that were literally flowing out of the throne room. And I've taught on that before. And when we talk about the different rivers, you can either get in ankle deep, or you can get in knee deep, or you can go over your head and really trust in the Lord. So that is nothing new for anybody sitting here in this service this morning. Nobody. Everybody understands the river of the Lord. But I literally saw it flowing. And I saw it going out and reaching people. And the Lord said that that living water should be inside of us, all of us. And I thought, well, gosh, this must be just, wow, this is more to my sermon, Lord. And he goes, it's not your sermon, it's my sermon. And he wants us to really tune into this. And so anyways, in the vision, I saw, and I've spoke many times about the door, and I saw angels, and I saw people. Anyways, I just wanted you to know that in the vision, I saw this open door. It literally looked like a door to me. It was ancient, it was old, it was tall, it was huge. But angels were flying all around it. And I saw the people, even our people from church, coming towards the door. And the lion of the tribe of Judah was standing in the door. And I thought, oh, how exciting, Lord, you know. And what the Lord showed me was that many people were at the door, but very few people are going through the door. Very few people are, I don't know who that's for, but it's like he wants us to come through the door. And I've talked so much about preparing you for spiritual warfare. I've talked so much from the Holy Spirit in regards to you being a remnant army. And the Lord is saying, if you don't come to the door, you're not going to be in proper alignment, number one. And number two, you're not going to know what to do. And so I saw that in my vision. And it was just like, unhoused to explain it, but just like a fog, a huge fog all around. And I said this to the Lord. I said, Lord, I want this to be one of the most powerful Sunday services for people. And he showed me that when you really desire that in your heart, the enemy comes into the camp. The enemy tries to derail everything that he wants to do. And so Chris Jr. and I, well, Vicki was up downloading the songs, and there was no internet, there was nothing. So I remember one time my son was here, and he hooked his phone into our sound system, and he used his internet and could pull up everything. So Chris, I called Chris into the office because he's tech savvy, I'm not. And I asked him, would there be any way that we could use a Bluetooth and use either my cell phone or Joe's cell phone, because we don't use the church Wi-Fi or anything like that at our home. Okay. And anyways, we think, we downloaded like four songs, Chris? About four songs. And so then we had this brainstorm that maybe we could still bring this in and put it on the our sound system, because it's powerful. It's actually used in school auditoriums, it's powerful. And so, but it didn't work. So I still would like to do some praise and worship, usher the Holy Spirit in. And Chris, we've got a Wi-Fi device that's up here on the stage, and or on the platform, because I hate to call it a stage. And he's gonna try pulling up the songs, as you won't have the words, but you can let the Holy Spirit guide you, right? Amen. So, and just turn to move and come closer with this.
Thanks for trying, Chris. Pastor Marie, it's working. Can you wait a minute? Christopher got it's working. He got it working.
Thank you.
Can you hear that from up there?
Yes.
Can you hear that?
Thank you.
to turn up at all, Chris?
And I'm trying. Okay. It's not doing nothing.
Can you volumize it on the
computer? On the computer?
Or the remote control for the TV.
Yeah, might be able to get it up lower in there.
Thank you.
After we're done, maybe play with it. May have to shut it off and turn it back on.
How did they do that?
Or unplug it, but I wouldn't do it now because we're already done.
Yeah.
But after we're done, do it.
Thank you.
What?
Holy, holy, holy.
Yes.
Thank you.
presence reign here today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, definitely.
He's here, he'll talk.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.